All right, let's talk some fun, some travel. Now, when you say travel and you say WTMJ, there's one person's name that comes to mind. That is Rose Gray. Get your mic
Welcome,
on.
Welcome, Rose. Turn your mic Gray. On, Rose.
And, because we couldn't just let you do it by yourself.
No.
We just went on a great listener trip, and you're going to be doing this again on Wednesday.
Yeah.
God bless you, Rose. You're always traveling. Dennis Kozel joins us, who was on the trip with us to Tuscany and other places, including Rome.
Thank you much. Good to be here.
Good morning, yeah. Dennis.
Thanks.
So let's talk about it. We had a great... I've been on a lot of trips. This is one of our best trips ever.
Yeah, and thanks to you, you got us all kind of bonded during the debacle at the beginning, should we call it? And as we were saying arrivederci to our guests this past Monday, everybody seemed to have forgotten about it.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Because I told the story on the show right after, but when I got back, but the quick 30-second version is our flight got canceled day of, and your team at Fox World Travel, I don't even know how this happens. They're like right into motion, rescheduling. We spent a kind of a fun introductory night in a Chicago hotel, and we all got to meet each other. Maybe that was the magic.
I think that was the magic. And a couple of drinks didn't hurt either.
But that is the experience of having a travel agent do all that scrambling, so that way you can kick back and go, okay, they're going to take care of it. That takes just such a load off.
Thank you. It does. And I had a great team behind me.
Now, Dennis, you were on the trip. I mean, it started a little crazy. It all worked out, though.
What was your level of disappointment at the beginning of the
trip? Well, you got to tell the truth, though. Well, Dennis and his wife flew separate from
they
the
flew
group.
Separately. So they had a little
flew
bit of a
separately
difference.
On Delta.
So they were waiting for us.
They were, yes.
But it was a great trip. I enjoyed the wine. Big fan of Italian wine here for the last few years, and having the Italian wine in Italy. And it is good.
You were telling me it's different.
Well, it's just better in Italy, number one, of course.
The surroundings,
surprise. Yeah. But then it's inexpensive. A lot of the restaurants, they make their own homemade wine kind of stuff. So it was really, really good.
So I wanted to kind of capture this. I've never done this before, but I did a lot of recording over there. We talked to everybody, almost everybody on the trip. I think we got everybody. And then I also got a little flavor from some of the places we went to see, Parma Hams. The famous cheese.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yes, exactly. Couldn't think it off the top of my head. So I kind of put together a little piece. Let's play that.
This is Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. Welcome to Italy.
Oltre Sogno, it's our 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Totally different process in this way, because we have a maceration of 15 days. And then 6 months in barrels and 6 months in stainless steel before bottling. And then we wait 4 or 5 months. It depends by the vintage. The vintage is to 2021.
Hi, Mary from Oak Creek.
Tom and Jackie from Grafton.
Rod and Jenny from Sheboygan.
Bill and Jan from Lake Tomahawk.
Hi, Michael and Karen from Caledonia.
Dean and Linda from Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Kevin and Lori from Hubertus.
Carl and Loretta from Two Rivers.
Mike and Marianne from Slinger.
Kathy and Mark from Hartford.
Kim from Keewascom.
Deanna Alexander from Lansing, Michigan.
Donna from Waterford.
Jeff and Diana from Belgium.
Dave and Carolyn from Green Bay.
Go Packers!
Mike and Sue from Greendale.
Beck and Bono Creek.
Stephen Gale from Cedarburg.
Sandy from Stevens Point.
Joanne from Wild Rose.
Dennis and Stacy's from Mequon.
Rose Gray.
John from Eastside, Milwaukee.
Kathy from Oak Creek.
Buongiorno, Patty from Wisconsin Rapids.
Buongiorno. Io sono Giacomo. My name is Giacomo Desideri. I am the owner of Famiglia Desideri here in Montecatini Terme, Tuscany, Italy. We make cookies. We are a very small family business in Montecatini Terme in Tuscany, and we started with my grandfather in 1911 producing cookies, traditional cookies from Tuscany.
I'm Pamela in Italian. And you are now here in an area called Monte Carlo. And Monte Carlo is famous for grapes and olives. So it means, of course, that the wine you're going to have, the olive oil you're going to have, it's made with our grapes and our olives. and you're going to have a lot of wine. So I hope you're in the right mood for the wine. Okay?
Always.
Blana, always. That's good.
Is a 12 month, so we cannot sell or cut the cheese before 1 year. We must waiting for a special mark that we have on the cheese. For example, the like that, we have a dark mark. Look that.
Dave Wickert from Green Bay enjoying another Fox World travel trip to Italy, mostly the Tuscany Valley, and really getting to see a lot of things that I wouldn't have seen on my own. Lots of good food, lots of good wine, and certainly good company and leadership.
Hi, this is Stacy from Mequon. Oh my gosh, my favorite thing, I think just overall, was the food, the wine. And we really loved our free day. We went to Cinque Terre, and just company, just great trip overall.
Bonnie Shanicky, I have never been in a happier place. I had wine upon wine. The tastings were incredible, fresh, fruity, and food. I've never been on a vacation where it is wine and food, outstanding appetizers upon plates of food. Yeah, you can't eat enough.
I bet you slept good last night.
I rolled into bed. I couldn't even roll over. It was incredible.
So good morning. My name's Federico Ravazzoni, and I work for Salumificio La Perla as a tour guide, basically.
Tell me why this area is so good for this ham.
Because we have a specific microclimate. So this microclimate is generated by the Marino, which is a typical Italian sea wind, which, well, starts, let's say, in La Spezia, an Italian city next to Genoa. So this Marino, this Italian wind, let's say, comes here thanks to the little river that we got, okay, which is called Torrente Parma. And when this, let's say, this wind arrives here, creates this perfect microclimate for the type of production that we do. In fact, inside the factories, where the, let's say, where the temperature is a little bit higher, is warmer, let's say, we open the windows and we let this microclimate come in.
So how much ham goes out the door every year?
Well, let's say, personally, let's say, talking about our factory, 40,000. But in general, talking about the whole consortium, 8-9 millions.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm from Stevens Point, and I have been enjoying every little part of this trip to Italy. I guess my favorite would be San Gimignano. Okay, San Gimignano.
Arrivederci. Oh, ringing the bell. It takes me back, Rose and Dennis. Oh, the sounds of Italy. And you're going to be doing this all again Wednesday, you're leaving.
I am. It's what happens when you sell out a Scafidi trip in record time.
We could have sold that 100 times two.
Exactly.
Shouldn't everybody go to Italy at least once?
I could not agree more. And you know how I know Dennis and Stacy? They started out traveling with me to Egypt. So it's not like they're just getting their feet wet when it comes to international travel.
Dennis was always, we were always kind of around each other on the bus, and I was listening to his travels. This guy's been everywhere.
And yet, he came to Tuscany with you.
Yes, which is very cool, because he's a loyal listener, he knows a lot about the show, and we had so much fun, and thanks for being there as well.
Well, and we'd be going to Munich with your next tour, but we're going to the Arctic Ocean.
Oh, he just one-ups me. Oh, by the way, we're going to the Arctic Ocean.
No, we'd like to do the beer stuff.
There'll be other trips. Well, we're working on some. Yeah,
there'll
some
more
trips.
We're working on 25 already. Yep.
Dennis Cozzell, Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. Take a break. Lots more to talk about, including the upcoming trip with my guests and Sandy Max on WTMJ Now. All right, recapping our Italy trip. And we got another one coming. Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. You can hear every Saturday morning here on WTMJ. Dennis Cozzell, who's on a trip, is on his way to the Arctic. At some point in the near future. This guy's everywhere, along with his group.
But that says a lot that Dennis, as well-traveled as you are, Mr. Cosmopolitan, that you chose to travel with Steve and Rose.
part of it, it's nice working with Rose when you have someone like that. And if something does go wrong, she's there to take care of it. So you can kind of relax easier kind of stuff. Plus, actually, our group was pretty good. They got to the bus on time. And if we had free time, they would kind of get back kind of stuff. So, but yeah. So we're going with Rose to Vietnam in February.
Yeah.
Is it like your best customer?
Kind of. Thank you for asking him on the show, by the way.
So I want to ask Rose about the next trip that I take with Rose. But I want to ask you, other than the wine, which was absolutely incredible, and we all brought some back, what was the other part of the trip that you just loved?
The other part was Cinque Terre, where we did the day trip. But also just, you know, we went to the small villages, walking around. The people are nice. You stop for a glass of wine. So it's just the people, the culture, walking around. You did a fair amount of walking, right?
Yeah, I think I averaged like 7.5 miles a day, which basically meant I could eat and drink what I wanted to, which I appreciate because I didn't gain weight. Did you gain weight on the trip?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
Thanks.
And you were doing it right.
Yes. All right, Rose Gray. So we're doing this again in July of 2024.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
So it's German grandeur and then two nights in Munich. And I actually did get a couple people saying, we're not real big beer drinkers. What do you think about that? And what I think about that is it should not be a problem. This is just an added enhancement. Just we happen to have a beer enthusiast who's traveling with us that will give those people who love beer an insight into the fabulous world of beer. But
why not talk to an expert?
If you don't like beer, I bet we could find some wine for you.
I would say Riesling comes to mind.
Well, let me use my own example. My wife doesn't drink. So she had a tremendous time. She told me it's one of the best trips we've ever taken. She doesn't drink wine or any alcohol. So she found a way to have fun. And the food, by the way, we're kind of short-circuiting the food. It was also amazing. We had boar a couple times with pasta.
What did you think about the wild boar rigatoni?
I loved it.
How's that compared to your dad's sauce?
Well, it's different. My dad uses pork, sort of similar, but I mean, just the taste of it. I did this on my trivia contest with all of you. My favorite noodle is rigatoni. So when we went to the last night's dinner, kind of our farewell dinner, and they bring out, Sandy, a platter of rigatoni. It's about, foot and a half long by, foot wide.
Family style.
Oh, my. I probably had 3 helpings.
Oh, yeah. They bring it out and you think, we're not going to finish this.
Oh,
we finish it.
So. The other thing is that I took away, I had more, like, cold cut salami, prosciutto. I mean,
well, you heard Dave on the clip that you ran.
Yeah.
He said, Rose, can I just ask you a question? Do they always have skinny meat for lunch? He meant the shaved prosciutto and the shaved salami. He called it skinny meat.
Yeah, that part was a little bit surprising because I've been to Italy before, but this is the one thing I wanted to emphasize with you guys. It is so different in a group than as a husband and wife or a small group because we got to see things, including the Parma ham place, that you would never get to see on your own. That's the magic.
That is the magic. And so if you want more magic, you can find out about Steve's next trip on the website at foxworldtravel.com under the group travel tab because we still have cabins available. We're quite full, but we still have cabins available.
And it's a chance to hang out with me for, 11 nights or something.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Man, we had so much fun. Dennis, this.
We had fun.
All the conversations on those bus rides.
At the back of the bus, right.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
John and Stacy. Yeah. Everybody was... Is it always like that,
right,
Rose?
And then we also did get a question on Saturday, Steve. Like, how political was the group? So answer
that question.
Not really.
I mean, I had...
Couple.
Yeah, a few people, I had side conversations, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I tried to make myself available whenever. So, full disclosure, there was nights where everybody else was in bed. I was still talking politics with somebody at the outside bar area until, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, which I was fine with. So,
right.
We can do all of that. I'm not shying away from a conversation. We did a live on the bus, Ask Steve Anything. It was fantastic. Great questions as we were on our way to, was that Vinci or where, or Parma maybe? Just a great way to spend time. Are they all the trips like this?
Yeah, and now they're not all like this because we don't always have a leader like you. But you're very dynamic and people wanted to spend time with you. And I don't want to reuse somebody else's logo, but I think the whole thing was fair and balanced. I don't think we got into anything that was heated or anybody got...
No, that never happened.
No, never happened.
Trust me, there was people of all political persuasions on this trip because I know some of them.
Yes.
And they were all over the board. But it's a great real-life representation of what we talk about on the show. All kinds of people disagreeing, yet having a splendid, wonderful time, in this case, traveling.
Exactly.
That's the magic.
And we love it when the people traveling, when we travel internationally, the people want to talk to us about our politics.
Sure.
And we want to share that. We love to share that. And some of us do, and then some of us said, well, you know what? I've got a bottle of wine waiting for me. I got to see you later. Bye. But yeah, I don't think it was political at all, to answer the question that I didn't get to on Saturday morning.
So are you ready for round two? Because that starts on Wednesday.
I am. The travel gods cannot possibly be so cruel as to give me another canceled flight.
And let me just say this. This is our first trip together. You are a rock star.
Thank you. And
you are kind of the guiding light to make this all this magic happen. You gave great advice to me, what I needed to do. So, I'm not surprised by any of it because I've known you for a while. This was a trip that I looked forward to. I look forward to the next one. But you guys at Fox World Travel knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for bringing Dennis in. It was a surprise when I was sitting there waiting to go on with you. Here walked in Dennis. Surprise.
I think we're going to be buds. At least I want to be buds with Dennis.
Well, how'd you get in?
How did you get in, by the way?
It is a fortress.
I can't say.
He just wandered in.